Hello, and welcome to StarCase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Zvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at StarK. Today, we are going to meet Manny. Manny has been eating kosher ever since he was born, 84 years ago, Kanai Nahara. But like many people in Manny's generation, Manny did not have the privilege of learning Torah in a formal yeshiva setting, as our children do today. Realizing that there is so much more about Kashrus that he has yet to learn, and that even at his age, it's never too late, Manny approached StarK to give him a crash course on milk and meat kosher basics. Manny, I know that you have a kosher home, typically set up with two sets of cookware, dishes and cutlery, one for meat and one for dairy, based on the biblical prohibition of eating something that contains both milk and meat that was cooked together. But Manny, do you know that because of this concern, the rabbis decreed that one who wants to eat a dairy product must wait 6 hours after eating meat until he is no longer fleishig? This is the prevalent custom. However, if you had German roots, you would wait 3 hours. And if you had Dutch roots, you would wait only 1 hour. One's wife, by the way, takes on the custom of her husband. You become fleishig, Manny, by consuming or even tasting a meat product. In other words, whether you finished an entire steak or just chewed it and removed it from your mouth, you become fleishig. You would then have to wait 6 complete hours before eating dairy. And the rule is the same whether you eat meat, chicken soup, or food cooked with meat, even though you did not eat the meat itself. For example, if you ate only the potatoes from a fleishig cholent and not any of the cholent meat. As far as medications go, if you need to take a medication that contains a dairy derivative, like lactose, you may take it after 1 hour if you bench and clean your teeth. What if you want to eat a parva food cooked in a clean fleishig pot? Do you know, Manny, that you are not required to wait 6 hours after doing so? However, you may not eat this food together with dairy or reheat it in a dairy pot. For example, if you cook spaghetti in a fleishig pot, although you may eat cheese right after eating the spaghetti, you may not eat it with grated Parmesan cheese on it or drink a glass of milk with it. Also, you should not reheat this spaghetti in a milchig pot. But if you have a product where the label states DE, dairy equipment, next to the kosher symbol, this signifies that the product does not contain dairy, but has been heated or processed on dairy equipment. In this case, it may be eaten immediately after the meat, but not together with the meat. One last thing, Manny, about becoming fleishig. I know that you happen to really like onions. If you cut an onion, or any sharp vegetable or fruit, for example, a lemon, with a meat knife, do you know that the onion cannot be eaten with dairy? However, you would not become fleishig after eating that onion or lemon. For more information, look at our website, www.star-k.org, and see the Spring 2008 Kashrus Currents article, Meat and Dairy, a Kosher Consumer's Handbook. Well, Manny, we learned a lot today about milk and meat. It's an awful lot to digest in one sitting. You can consider yourself StarK informed. Until next time, take care.